Thanks for asking me, L.L. I am getting older. Way back when my hair was black, I was a preacher man. If I had it to do over, I'd walk a little closer. Stay a little more dedicated.
Yeah.
You helped me. It helped me for my boys this morning. It lifted my faith.
Praise God.
I appreciate you asking me to come. Bea and I are going to have our 50th wedding anniversary pretty quick. So you see, we've been on the road a while. That doesn't mean I've got the authority that I know any more than anyone else necessarily. But I thank you for asking me to come. You didn't have to do it. I sang my special to you, didn't I? Probably 15 times, George. You're not necessarily needed in his kingdom, but my father would be glad if you decide to come.
Amen.
That's the way it is. You ain't necessarily needed. Heaven won't need no song leaders. No. They're going to have music, man, like you. Well, I had a vision when I was 19 years old on Pond Creek in eastern Oklahoma. As I drove home one night from church, I heard the angels sing. Twice I've heard it in my life, only twice. I was so taken away I wouldn't tell anybody what happened to me for a good while. But I heard them sing. Oh, Lord, have mercy. They didn't have to clear their throat to start. I mean, say.
Glory.
We get over in that glory world, sang a song of Moses. Now the Lamb. My God, have mercy. You ain't never heard no singing like that singing.
Glory.
I may talk a little this morning. I may not get anything said. There's a few times when I started and stopped, I didn't do anything either way. I said, B's always nervous when I preach. I am too. When I left home, I prayed that the Lord help me have a few little things to say in this 3 days. Probably I'll get to be here. And if one little thought come to my mind, sometimes they're not very deep. But lovers of light, I don't know why that. Not necessarily the Lord, but sometimes it is. Lovers of light. I begin to think about the lovers of light.
Well,
I love light. We're staying in a wonderful place. I don't want Don to think it's any better than where he's at, but it's a mighty fine place. It's upstairs. Are you staying upstairs? Well, this is upstairs. And it's but you don't have them lights in the ceiling, do you? It comes from the outside. Oh, you see, we've got two of them up there. New carpet, wall to wall. The bathroom is so clean, you're shaped, afraid to go in it. I mean, the floor, it shines. I've never seen linoleum shine or whatever it is. It's beautiful. We appreciate it. I mean, we really do. God bless you. I'm staying with folks, children. It used to be so poor. They didn't hardly have enough to fix a meal. It's got mansions to live in now. And had the Lord blessed us? How's it going with you? Pretty good? Not as good as you wanted to. It's a little rough in place, too. I see it. I can see it. You look like an old car bounce. Exodus 10 and 22 is where we're going to start. I hope to say something worthwhile while I'm here.
You are.
Exodus 10 and 22. 10 and 22. We're going to talk a while about lovers of light. I've always loved light. I've told B when I die, if you're there, if the room's dark, turn on the light.
Turn on the light.
If the room's dark, raise the blinds. Open the, let the light in. I'm a lover of light. I've always been a great lover of light. Let me see. Turn on the light. Exodus 10, 22. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven. There was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in the dwellings. So we're going to start from there. And we're going to talk a while about lovers of light. Lovers of light. Old songs that I think of. One that Hank wrote when he was riding in the back seat of that car. As he neared town, and his wife said to her mother, I see the lights of town.
Yeah.
And Hank said, I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness and no more night, wrote it in that back seat. just like a blind man. I wandered alone. Worries and cares I claimed for my own. Then like that blind man that God gave back his sight, praise the Lord, I saw the light. We're going to talk about lovers of light. They had light in their house.
Right.
Now they're in Egypt when folks got so sinful and so bad and didn't please God. God began to send the plagues on them. He gave light to the children of God in their dwellings.
Right.
Light. Children of light. Light is so valuable, and do I love it. In Job 29:1, moreover, Job continued his parable and said, oh, that I were in months past. Yes, sometimes we wish for the past. And we wish for these things to pass that we're in. And we wish we could turn back time to the old home place.
Oh, yeah.
And be with Mama and Daddy again.
Right.
Job said, oh, that I were in months past. We're like him. He was like us. As in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness. You can get through darkness if you've got light.
Amen. Got a light.
Can't do no good in darkness. I'm going to preach on lovers of light. Remember my text. Sometimes that's all I've got.
Amen.
Is a text. Don't forget it, though.
Yeah.
I was hunting in Colorado with my boys one time, and we were backpack country. Your daddy here? He ain't. Why ain't he here? Oh, shut the garage. Go tell him. I said, shut the garage down and get out here. I want to talk to him. But you know what? We was in that kind of country that he's went in different times. You backpack. You don't take anything in there that runs or makes smoke or makes noise like that. It's just backpack country. You've got to have legs on you like better than I've got now to get there, but I had them. Bear country. We came in from town. We went into town and we parked. We had to park down here a few miles, and then we started that backtracking back in there, and the water running, the snow melting, and we had them little lights you could buy. Throw them away when they went out, and we carried a bunch of them. They're handed, had in your pocket to follow your trail till you stand the next morning early. Well, here we was trailing out through the bear country, and I heard a voice, black as a midnight, spitting snow and rain. Help! 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 And I said, stop, boys, I hear somebody. And they kept hollering, and I hollered back, and they'd hollered back, and if you can hear me, come to me. And after a while, I heard the fellow kept hollering, I kept hollering, he just going my voice. And he got close, and I could hear him falling in the water and breaking branches. He couldn't see nothing but that little light. Sometimes, it's not how much light you've got, it's have you got a light? You don't have to have a sealed beam and knock everybody's eyes out sometime, but you just need light.
Light.
Light. This big old light of mine. This little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. I've seen it in the hospital room when there wasn't no light in there. And here come the man with the light. I've seen folks' countenance change just like that. He's alive. He's well. God has raised him up. My, that changed thing. He came to my little light, staggered up in front of us. He was so glad to see me, he'd have hugged me. He didn't know me. He may have been well off, probably was. A lot of them fellows are that hunt and got great equipment, but they had their horses back in there, and they got in a bunch of barbed wire and couldn't get out. He left his buddy with them, and he was trying to walk in the black night. I'm going to preach on lovers of light. Don't you like to see people with their light shining? What did Jesus say? Let your lawns be girt about. And what?
Your
light's burning, shining.
Burning.
Turn the light on.
Amen.
I went down south, and a southerner, I know him well. We buried his wife. I didn't help bury, but she passed away the other day. He's a fine man. But he's a southern man where my girl lives. And they rented an upstairs apartment somewhere. And there's a stairway went down, and he got up in the night like you are if you don't know where you're at, and do like I done in Billy Ray Hudson's house. You creep down the wall, and you start through the door, and it hits you. You're going into his unmarried girl's bedroom, the 20-year-old girl. You're not going into the bathroom. You're already started into her room. Ooh, don't you know you get the book eggers in? You tried to shut the door and hope she didn't hear you, and all night long you stay awake saying, well, she said, why's Mother Moore coming in this room? And you want to go wake her mother and daddy up and say, let me tell you what happened. The next morning before breakfast, I couldn't tell it quick enough. And it tickled her, and they all laughed. They had a big time. But what a blessing it'd be to have a light.
Right. Yes.
Did you ever hear anybody say, take the Lord along with you wherever you go? A couple of folks sang in Oklahoma, take the Lord along with you wherever you go. I'm singing, take the light along with you wherever you go. Take the light along with you wherever you go. I'm going to preach on lovers of light. Throw the light on. He said, got up in the night and started around like I did and got in the stairwell. Instead of going in the bathroom, he got in the stairwell. And he said, cut the light on. I say he's from down south. Cut the light on.
Yeah.
Wilmer said, cut the light on. Life, cut the light on. Well, whether it's cut it on or turn it on, get it on. Your testimony ain't worth a rock in a bucket. It mean more than the sound of a rock rattling in a bucket if it don't have the light. It got to have. Let your lights be burning. Oh, that I could turn back to months when his candle shined upon the head. You ever see anybody with it on the head? I have. Preacher friend of mine, I buried him the other day. He baptized in water and the sun reflecting on the water on his white head. He said, don't that look like a halo around my head, Brother Moore? No, son. I said, you mixed up. There ain't no halo around your head, Holcomb. Holcomb, that ain't no halo around your head. It tickled him. But did you know what? Folks that have the light of God in them, it shines in the dark places. And Job, he was acquainted with some of that. When his candle shined upon my head, when by his light I walked through dark places. You only get to a dark place, walk in the light.
Yes.
Lovers of light. I don't want to preach too long now, but I want to start maybe back to honest. I'm always afraid to say that because sometimes I don't want to think I'm going to. But did you notice the book of Psalms, the 18th chapter, and I believe it's the 28th verse of the 18th chapter of the book of Psalms. Be I hear you saying you're afraid I'm not going to preach too good. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Psalms 18:28. Thou wilt light the candle. Thank God. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. I'm going to get my candle. God's going to light it. And I'm going to go right through the darkness with my candle. Do you know where you're going this morning? Is it dark where you're at? Do you know what to do? Would you like to know what to do? Well, we're going to talk about light a while. I don't have many of y'all raised like I was. But there was an electric line 10 miles from my old uncle's house. And the only kind we had when we did have it was them old bulbs hanging down right in the middle of the room, you know. And they flickered. But you know what? There wasn't no light. In 10 miles, there wasn't an electric line. And they had an old lamp. Did you ever have to straighten the wick up? Clean the wick? And I remember very well as a boy when Uncle George would take that lamp and go from one room to another, and it's dark as pitch when they left out of that room. They're taking the light to another room. Walking in the light. If you don't come on in the light, if you don't love light, you're not going to make it in God's church because light reveals. I've been a pretty nice looking man all my life when I was kind of standing in the dark.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell but what I was handsome. You see my black hair just kind of there in the dark. But I want to tell you all the truth. When I put my face in that mirror and that light above that reveals his countenance, I say as quick as we can, we must get this over with and get back away from that. Light. Do you love light? You know, a lot of folks, they're not going to get anywhere. Well, I'll say it in better language. They are not going to get anywhere until they become lovers of light. Why do men love darkness?
Why?
Rather than light.
Why?
Because it deeds is evil.
Sure. Yes.
An old boy that's wanting to walk in the light. An old girl that wants to walk in the light. That wants to come to the light. They may not be everything they ought to be. They may not be walking in all the light they've got, but if they've got a heart that wants God to light the candle, they'll say, preach it, Brother Moore. Preach it to my mama. Preach it to my daddy. Preach it to my wife. Preach it to my children. I ain't right where I ought to be, but preach it, man. Lay it on the line. Tell me the truth.
Hallelujah.
There'll be a day when people give everything they own for the truth. I wish I knew it was coming out of Washington. I wish I knew it was coming out of state, local, and federal governments, but it's not. They're not leveling with us. We already as bankrupt as we can get. Nobody can be billions and billions in debt and no money to pay it and say they're not bankrupt. You love light, son? Tell a fellow who's on it. Did you ever have a doctor examine your eyes? He get you back turning some stuff and they turn that deal on you and look there, looking at things you can't see yellow. Ain't nothing wrong with my eyes. You ain't telling him nothing. Look over the other way. Look down the other way. Look back this way. Now turn back the other way. My eyes been in good shape for years. You ain't telling him nothing. And when he gets through, he says, you have a disease on the backside of your eye. We must take care of it immediately. Why? He didn't go in there to get you to tell him what you thought about his eye. He put the light on you. Anyway. Whew. Great God, have mercy. I've been in meetings when they got so tight that folks jumped up and said, let me to the altar. God has got a hold of me. God has showed me something. God is dealing with me. Let me to the altar. I'm not here to preach you out. I'm here to preach you in. I'm not here to preach you under. I'm here to preach you over. George, I seen you come in the door, George Davis. I ain't seen you in a while. I've been praying for you day and night. I have. I've been praying for you. My life. Walking in the gospel light that shines. Careful as I go, one step at a time. It's all right to have light. I love it. Come out here. Drove up here, B and I. Dangerous. Road tore up. Pouring down rain. Night and day. Have mercy. We got up. Left out of Joplin and the sun come up. Just one ball of fire. I said, how does he do it? One light. I don't know how many 100,000 we've got in Dayton and Hamilton and Cincinnati and Indianapolis around here, but we've got millions of them in just the four places probably I've mentioned. But look, God's got one. Thank God there's one. I got that song from the oneness folks. Thank God there's one. One way to God. Thank God there's one. I believe that. Not like they do, but one son's all he had. Lighting the millions of square miles of the whole world. How does he do it? There ain't no God. Crazy. Explain it then. I've got a much better explanation than any of those folks have. Tell me about it then. Where did it come from? Did you feel better when Paul Harvey told you that thing missed us? You didn't hear it? Why, it can hit us just like it did what was a Jupiter hit. And they say if that thing had hit the world like that, then it had disturbed the atmosphere, blacked out the sun, and destroyed all the inhabitants of the earth. That's what they said. I don't know. But Paul said there's one hit it our way. And yesterday he said, you heard that it missed, didn't you? We're not as safe as we think we are. Explain this so we can understand it. God, the great giver of light. But look, if he has one of those things had for us like he did that planet, he wipes us out.
Yeah.
Amen. Could you tell me what I'm preaching on? Light.
Lovers of light.
Do you love light? I do. I love. The Bible is full of this subject. In the 27th chapter of the book of Psalms, the Lord is my light.
My light.
Amen? Lord is my light. First John 1 and 7 say? If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Walking in the gospel light that shines, careful as I go, one step at a time. Do you love light? I love light. Colored folks down home saying, take the Lord along with you wherever you go. I say, take the light along with you wherever you go. We're talking on light. The Bible's full of it, and the world's full of darkness. Because men love darkness rather than light. Because that's the reason all the beer joints lit up with bright lights, and all the dance halls are lit up with bright lights, and all the dives for the shoot dice and gamblers all lit up with bright lights. They're not. They never have been, and they never will be. Because they don't love physical light even. Don't fall out with light. It may reveal some imperfection in your spiritual experience. Well, the church, the preacher's not out to murder you. We're not out to have hands. We don't rejoice when we leave because nobody prayed for it, because it's all such a bunch of outlaws. It wasn't good for nothing. No, no. What we rejoice over is them old boys like that one who's staggered up on the parking lot out there by the door. Old Brother Red, you remember where he's had a meeting? Brother Red! Drunk out there, smoking pot, drinking beer. Finally come in here. Come right down there to the altar and pray. And we got so wild, several of us had to back away from him. Ladies especially had to get away from him. Whoa! That devil even thought he's a bear, a booger, a lion or something. Whoa! But you know what God had to his feet? I've been to Vietnam. The old boy named Messiah said, I have too, buddy. And hugged him and said, get back down there and pray through. Vietnam met Vietnam. God had the right man on him. He had the right man on him. You know what happened right here?
Yes,
he went out and changed clothes to come back later and sit down in here.
Yeah.
Somebody told me he prayed a little somewhere. Prayed some here. Light. Have you got the light? The Lord is my light. He likes to reveal sin and condemn sin.
Right.
All the way you make folks know what the shape is, put the light on them sometimes so they see the condition.
Right.
And then they say, I never dreamed it was in such shape. I never dreamed I was in that shape. You know what some folks need? The picture took and then the picture handed to them. So they see what they look like. Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God bless you. You deserve better. But look, are you a lover of light? Are you a lover of light? Look here. Let's look at John. Let's look at Psalms a little further. Let's go to 119, 105. You can quote that one to me. 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp. Can you think the rest of it? There you are. Your boy got right behind me here. Let's read it down to him. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I don't know what to do. Get your King James Version.
Yes. Yes.
Study it. It's got to answer.
Yes. Yes.
We've got a book written that thick on the honeybee in Washington, D.C. You can check it out and read it. I mean, you don't have to go to Washington to get it, but it's coming out of Washington. It's that thick. I won't miss it hardly any on the honeybee. On the honeybee. One little subject, the honeybee. We have millions of volumes of books in the world written on everything you can think of. About everything you could imagine. God sent us one book. And that one book's got the answer in it. I mean, which got the answer? That one book's got the answer. Got the answer. You don't have to worry about studying millions of volumes. I'm not knocking good books, not a bit. But that one, that's what we poor boys that need. We get it pretty cheap. He could call college and LD and they could get one. I looked at mine the other day. It's given to me 50 years ago, one of my beginnings. I looked at another Thompson gift to me 44 years ago. But a poor boy like me, LL, I was a poor. Was you poor? Man, I was poor. Whew. Jesus, I have mercy, I was poor. I had shoes on that I got from the welfare. I stopped my shoes, my feet go on a while in there. They're so big on me. Yeah, I could stop with my feet and just go forward a good ways yet. Dad's in the hospital for 6 months, and I worked 42 hours a week in one school every day, and I was 14 years old. My brother's bad sick, mama's down, dad's in the hospital 6 months. Son, we was up again it. And I wasn't saved, you know. But you know what? I got saved and didn't know what was pretty well off. And was still just as poor as we were before I got saved. But I got saved and just working 10 hours a week, 6 days a week. And bless my heart, I got old-time religion and I become rich. I was like the boy from across the water says, stayed in my home, we're rich. Forgot about your name. We're rich, he said. I didn't know darn rich before I was well off after I got saved. One bought me a suit for $15 from Sam's wholesaler. And I don't mean Sam's that you go to here. This is a Jew. And this is a Jew suit. And he tried it on and just gathered the slack up in the back and said, it was used to fit. I thought it was right, but he just fooled me just a little. But well off. Well off. I've been happy ever since. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness and no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, Roy Acuff. I saw the light. Hope Roy made it. But if you don't walk in the light, you ain't making nowhere. God don't need people in the glory world won't walk in the light. I know what to do. If I do it, everything would be better. Do it! Do it. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and light unto my path. However, not everybody. I got down in Oklahoma and they kept Sunday. I keep Sunday. That's what I keep. But there's some of them kept Saturday. And wouldn't eat that good old hog meat. You don't like it either? That's all right. You don't have to eat it. But I'm in the light, you see. And everything approved that God sanctified becomes edible. Well, I mean, you've got to have some sense, see. But you know, I mean, if it's set before you, you can't make no advantage if you can't. Well, I don't get too thick on that, but you will last long to prove certain, paper certain, verified. If you just got to have our condition, and you just got to have a blessed, wonderful, out of this world meal, glory be to God. Very idea, get us a cranky to me. You can't hardly preach a meeting because you're mad at the woman that you're staying with because you don't cook to suit you. Great God, that's too thin to even talk about. Walk in the light, boy. Walk in the light, young lady. Walk in the light, man, and everything will be better for you. Thy word is a lamp under my feet. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them which despise you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. You know what's my son, folks? They ain't walking in the light. They're not lovers of light. Did you like his song? I thought that was wonderful. I did. I'm not putting on. I ain't going to borrow no money from you. Nothing. Don't try to borrow nothing from me. We just old buddies, that's all. But didn't you like his song? I mean it. I can hardly holler. I get kind of out of order sometimes. I just holler like an Indian because I'm two parts Indian. But when you were singing that, I just went right back. I've always, a while back, I got in the spirit praying, and you know what? The spirit of my ancestors come upon me. And I got singing them all. I got singing part of no war song, them Indian song. It didn't make no sense, somebody. Hi, 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 ho, 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 ho. Don't make no sense, somebody. But I don't mean it ain't got no sense. That's where church is, some folk. He ain't saying the saying. He ain't saying the language. He ain't talking the talking. It don't make no sense to him. I don't mean it ain't making sense. That college graduate teacher from college for the Pentecost Holiness folks when Bishop King was a great man. But Bishop King was alive then. Dan T. Mews was alive then. And that great president of one of their colleges, which was a Holiness college. I'm not talking like the one down in Oklahoma City, but I mean back where he come from 40 years ago, was a man of God, 45 years ago. He had him preaching the camp meeting. He was one of the teachers up there in that college. Well educated, but educated hadn't got him. He had got the education. I wish I'd learned to speak my proverbs right. My verbs right. Education hadn't got him, he had got it. And every day they had him speaking nights, and he lay out there in the woods praying every day for God to shine a light on him. Put the light on what you want me to say. Reveal to you what you want. You know, which son, we can just get God what God wants to do. If he put the light, we walk in the light, and he lets us know it don't matter, it'll work out all right anyway. Just like that steeple. Did you know what? He come to church at night. I've had eyes like a squirrel for many years, yes, sir. I can see why other folks didn't even realize was there. I could. I watched that man when he preached. This foot never touched the platform till that one was in the air. Every night he preached him, and the Holy Ghost power come on him. That foot never touched the floor till the other one. He walking on air. I seen it every night. I could see an inch under his foot before the other one touched the floor. I never seen a man like. And he said, "Ham dai yamoti." I don't know what that means. But I knew he was in the spirit. That burned in my mind and in my heart from the time I was a boy. I thought of it in the day, sister, and in the night, and in the bright daylight. I went down the road and said, "Honda Yamoti." Lovers of light, turn it on, boy. Have you ever been there, Brother Moore, when that old preacher man preached the word of God so till he just trapped you? He had you. He lassoed you. He knew he was talking to you. I tell you what I've done with it. I run the altar on it. I love it. Don't y'all love light? thou art the man. That's not easy said sometimes, but it's better to have God's light shine on you and you be a lover of it and say what David did. Thy word has been a lamp to my feet. And when Nathan pointed his finger at me, you're that sinful adulterer. You're that adulterous man. You're the wicked one. He God be merciful to me. And God was. I preach this light, I'm shining this morning like some folk shine it and preach it to you. You see, praying for your children. Who's praying for your daughter? If I preach this like some preach it and shine this light like some do, I would give no hope for wicked people in some places. I heard what you said, son. I was a sure help them. If they can get saved, they'll pray at all. Get them saved. Get them to the altar. Get an altar now and a honky tonk. Thy word has been a lamp to my feet. He said it in a light to when it rebuked him, when it reproved him, when it looked like it rubbed him out. Nearly, he said it's been a light to me. I love it. Do you love it? Let's go a little further. If you don't like preaching, I may sing. Let's look at John. Let's look at St. John. St. John. St. John. I've never been good to try to anoint myself. I tried it a time or two, but it didn't work. It didn't work at all. Don't tell Ralph Horton I said it. Don't let it out. If any of the Hortons are here, don't tell Ralph. Is he taping this again? I forgot to say hello to him when I come in here. I need to talk to him before I started. I knew that. But when Ralph was a young preacher and he and his dad and some of the other folks came to our church at Norman, and Ralph had just begun to try to preach, he imitated Vince Wilson. He imitated Vince Wilson. Now, you know that I know if I couldn't get by this with Ralph, I wouldn't have said what I've always said. You know that, don't you? He come back home and he tried to preach, and his dad has been one of the greatest preachers in that country. Has been one of the greatest. He said, Ralph, will you quit trying to imitate Vince Wilson? Be what you are. That's all you are. And that's what God wants you to be unless you are not walking in the light like you need to be. And if you're not, don't leave discouraged. Come on to it. You may be a while getting there. I swore off tobacco. I used Prince Albert and Bull Durham stinking stuff. Awfulest gagging stuff. Awfulest taste in your mouth. I swore off one kind doing another in 30 minutes. I couldn't quit them. I didn't. Somebody said you got that willpower. I didn't have no kind of power. I wasn't plugged into no power, no kind, overcome nothing. Only thing I'd done was fight, and I didn't win all of them. But you know what, son? When I got that light stolen away from that old man from Arkansas, he didn't seem to pay no attention to what you were, who you were, what your name was, who you was acquainted with, who you know, where you was going, where you lived, nothing. He just shined the light when I turned it on him. He just shined that light. I mean, he throwed that light on me from every direction till I could swallow the clear my ears at sea level. I mean it. My ears are soft up like they did 42,000 feet in that airplane and swallowed open them. I was trying to open them at sea level just about in Oklahoma. Just not quite sea level, but it's pretty close. And then I was trying to open them. Just an old man coming in on Model T Ford and on Model A Ford. One of his brother's chickens got in the back seat and flew out in one morning come church, chased our old neighborhood to get it. Oh, God, he had to catch it. My brother makes a living selling eggs. And that's the kind of preacher I got saved out of. But when he turned that light on, somebody said, I can't see it. You got a man for light, Ken. Say, I can't see nothing. God can. Folks just look and look for diamonds in these hills in Arkansas and finally find one sometime. A lot of folks throw one down because they can't tell what it is nor how. But when God turns that light of his on, who's that down in the belly of the whale? That's Jonah. His light shines clear into the belly of a whale on the bottom of the sea. There's a preacher down there in his seminary. Soon be out of there, wiping the seaweeds out of his hair, dusting the sand off his knees where he got puked out on the sandbar, headed for town with a message with 8 words in it, going to get 120,000 saying with it. God help me, he was alive. He went over to England to preach, and his wife wrote him, said, "This young man come here, he's preached a solid week. And all he preaches on every night is John 3:16. Said, "That's all he's preached on for a solid week." Said, "We have one of the best revivals you ever heard tell of, and all he's preaching is John 3:16 every night." That's all he needs if he got the light with it. I read of that precious girl that got saved, didn't know a thing in the world about God, got saved in the tent meeting, didn't know a thing in the world about God, and they asked her to say a word, and she's standing out the edge of the tent, and the moon is shining. She didn't know what to say. She said, "I see the moon, and the moon sees me," and all filled up. Having those trying herself sometime. She stood up and said, "I see the moon, and the moon sees me." Yeah. Well, don't make no sense. Well, I can tell you a few things you're reading this Bible won't make no sense to you if you don't get the light on it. Light, lovers of light. You know why me in the darkness rather than light? Because it teaches evil. That's reading the lovers of darkness. John 3. Let's go for it. I've got to preach a good while so you won't get there for you. What time do they eat, LL? I haven't even announced my text much more than that yet. I don't mean no more time. Don't miss. Oh, I've already done the wrong, said the wrong things. What I've done. John 3:19. And this is the condemnation that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because the deeds are evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. Don't tell me that. He didn't tell me there's anything wrong with tobacco. God won't die of cancer or die with it anyhow. That's what one woman had cancer said and smoking. And one that hates the light neither cometh to the light lest his deeds should be reproved. I'm not saying you don't, but I'm here a preacher. And I thank God called me. Look. The reason folks don't love the gospel sometimes is because their deeds are evil.
Sure.
Well, there's a circumstance involved with that, and there's a future about that, and it's not a present one. Everyone that does evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Right. And he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest that they are wrought in God. Right. Lovers of light. Lovers of light.
Yeah.
The Lord spoke to me. I'd ask the chief police in town, "Can we preach in your town? Can we go down here on the corner?" But you've been right there. A fellow told me about you preaching out there in California on the streets. How the Lord used you. I heard that. But you know what? The Lord impressed me. Quit asking them. If you don't ask, they can't say no.
Right.
Be able to see you tonight. Or come on and talk to you about the Lord. What time to get home? That beats asking, because every time they say, "No, we're going to be busy now." You're gonna, "No, you can't vote for that. There won't be no churches. There won't be no gospel. There won't be no saints." Would you like for me to say, "No, don't take a vote. I just say, you see, because you know I'm afraid if I feel impressed of God to do it, you vote me down on it, and I've messed up, see?" So I quit asking. I don't ask no more. They just have to stop me. Because the great boss, I beg your pardon, but I mean, the one in charge of it all said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." You know, Mother, I preached in a place, and they said, "You didn't preach in a place like that." I said, "They're humans, ain't they?" Well, they said, "Yeah, they live in the world, won't they?" For Jesus said, "Go preach."
Yeah.
He didn't say, "Go preach where they're good looking." If they did, there wouldn't nobody come where I was at, you see. He knew that. But go ye. You've got to get to go ye in you. And if you do, you don't have to ask everybody whether you preach or not. Just go. So I quit asking because they turned me down the place to. "No, we don't allow no preaching in this town on the street." And God made the streets. Well, the world. And the streets belong to Him. Oh, I don't sound mean now, but we're getting in such a time of who knows what and what knows who. Until you've got to get permission to preach God's Bible in America. And if you preach anything from this book that sounds like anything, then that's not the thing to do. You must read about 3 or 4 different quotations from 3 or 4 different Bibles so we can get the folks confused. They don't know which way is up, and they won't know what the Word means, for thy Word is a lamp unto my feet. Amen. All right. I knew one man. His name was Haskell Coppedge. The Apostle Paul, I'll talk about it, 9th chapter, he's threatening the church. And he's got special letters right here in my pocket. I got a letter. Bad off as Elvis was about letters. Singing about letters. I got a letter. What's a letter mean? Don't mean a thing if God ain't in it. Not a thing. I read one you got. rough stuff, but it didn't mean a thing, did it? Didn't bother you none, did it? Oh, he's the only man I've ever felt like when he walked up to camp me to Indiana after he'd been in all that far he'd been in. I knowed what he'd been in. I missed the Lord. He walked up on the platform and asked him, saying, I want to clap hands for him. You know, they do for the world celebrities. That's the only time I ever felt like clapping hand after he'd come out of that court deal and all that. And here come, if you would pardon the expression, I'll ask you forgiveness, that church, here come the redhead. I loved it. I said, here comes one of our champions here walking in the light. If you are a lover of light, then you must be willing to be criticized.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Well. Amen. I don't like the way she dances in the spirit. She screams too loud.
Well,
that's what I thought about that black woman that come to my church in Riverbank, California. A little woman weighed about 97. She walked up on the platform. I said, great God, such a blood-curdling scream is enough to cause somebody to have a heart attack. And she said, God done heal me on the TV. I said, go with it, mother. Go with it, sister. If you punch your finger at me and tell me to jump, I'll jump. My God, forgive me. I said, for ever thinking such a thought about that woman screaming. If she wasn't healed, blood would be running out of her mouth. She had all-time consumption, bleeding lungs, spitting up blood, puking up blood. God had healed her 7 months before, entirely well. And she screamed out enough to raise the dead man and stopped and said, God done heal me of the TB. Walk in it, man. You can see further up the road and I can't get on out in the light and walk in it. Enoch walked in it. Went home with God one evening. This old crooked fellow was going down the road. I don't know why God's so merciful to some of us as he is. Seemed like to me he ought to care for it and all the more. It's no good. Our family, me and our group, my background. Don't talk about my background. The upground, better talk about my background. God's right.
Glory.
3 billion people on earth, or billions of them, billions of them gone. Looking for one. The Bible said, light shine about it. Gabriel, get the light. Get the light, Gabriel. Who do you want me to get? Saul of Tarsus. He got some letters right in his pocket. He's tore up enough prayer meetings. He's bad as that old boy preaching down East years ago, Don. He'd get up and say, God sent something, knock the shout out of you after a while. And he is so growling, mean, so folks are scared of him. He said, there's 1,000 years repentance after death. Oh, I mean, he is mean and scurvy. God got him, though. Shine a light. He's on that little path leading through there. I know that's where he's going. No, that's not the one over there. He's bad, but that ain't the one. Get that troublemaker with you. Light shined around about him from heaven. God ain't here with you. Sure he is. Worst outlaw in the country. God threw the light on him.
Yeah.
Fell to the ground. Jesus said, I'll kill you for it. Repentance after death. Oh, I mean, he is mean and scurvy. God got him, though. Shine the light. He's on that little path leading through there. I know that's where he's going. No, that's not the one over there. He's bad, but that ain't the one. Get that troublemaker with you. Light shined around about him from heaven. God ain't here with you. Sure he is. Worst outlaw in the country. God threw the light on him.
Yeah.
Fell to the ground. Jesus said, I'll kill you for another day life. I'll wipe you out. You're on the thing. You've been as mean as a snake. I'm not putting it. Saul, why persecutest thou me? He said. He didn't bring up a bunch of machines. He said, why are you doing persecute me? Who art thou, Lord? I just got mixed up on who I'm dealing with. I'm on the wrong side of battle here. I just knew one man, Haskell Coppins, knew him personally. Gambler, professional gambler. Him and Dick Rogers would agree to meet in a certain town, strangers. Dick would start to gamble. He'd gamble with the big fats, not the little boys. He knew how to beat the big, and so did his brother Jim. Hack and meet him there. No strangers come into the same gambling deal. Hack had the marked deck in his pocket. Gamble a while, and Dick would throw out a half a dollar and say, boy, go get us a good deck. Dick had a gambler's countenance on him. If you ever remember Dick, look a hole so you never make an expression. He had the marked deck. Hack could disappear and come back. Dick could read over a man's hand from the backside. He's an ace, an artist. He can mark cards. You'd never see the mark. He can read the king, the queen, the joker, and all that. He can read them all from the backside. Set that sober face and read them hands and win their money. Hack was his buddy. They split it after it broke up. He went one way and the other went another. They met in another town. Hack drank whiskey every morning at the table. When he was at his mother's, he wasn't there often, but when he was, he had his jug on the table. It was sitting on the table in the morning when he was sitting at the table trying to eat, and something knocked him from the floor. Haskell Coppedge.
Yeah.
Into the floor. He said, Ellie, I thought the Lord come to get me again. I tried to get up and couldn't get up, and I looked for the shoes. I couldn't raise up to see their shoes. I just knew they was after me again. They'd dressed him several times and knocked me on the floor, and that light shined all around me. I thought they'd throw the light on me. And I never heard of nobody. Haskell Coppedge, my personal friend, dead and going now. Can't prove it by him. But be a witness, many others. He looked and saw nothing. He could see. Oh, God. He said, is there a God? Is this God? It was God. And Hack prayed through, preached till he died. Haskell Coppedge, if you didn't think it anyone else, God done that way, done Haskell Coppedge that way. Throw the light on him. Did you know, further on in this chapter 12, did you ever hear a preacher preach that wasn't doing too hot and just kept going anyhow, and you was hungry, you could eat a bar in there? I have, and I've been the one that's done it a few times. Well, the Lord, I want to say, if you folks let me, I'll distribute the offering back out. In this 12th chapter, King sets forth his hand to vex certain of the church. You tell me? That's what they'll vex again if they get a chance, and it won't be just every building that's called itself a church, it'll be God's people. They get the chance. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. That don't matter, it's still going on. If folk can kill somebody and think it please others, they'll kill them. They still are all over the world, hating everywhere else. Amen. And he proceeded further to take Peter, and they arrested him. Of course, they had to do him. You know how they do preachers, they arrest him, and like they done that crook that was among us for a while, that built folks out of meetings. When they finally brought him to court, they had chains on him, a chain down his feet, and a chain on his hand. I said, it may be bad, but it ain't that bad, and Paul Harvey didn't think it was that bad either. And he held up for him. He said, it's a crime to give a man that many years for that, when these crooks up here is ripping people off for millions of dollars all the time, and can't even get the post office scandal investigated in Washington because he's got so high there ain't nobody can prosecute no way. Amen. I wish I'd change his name, I tell you, he probably can, but they had him shackled. They arrested the preacher. Put the chains on him. Dangerous man.
Yeah.
Put the chains on him. He was a dangerous man. They had him shackled, just like he was a killer. They put him in prison, lured him to four quaternions. How many is that? Now, I'm not trying to trap you. I just don't know right now. I forgot how many that is. That's a bunch of them. Huh? All right. And our soldiers to keep him intending after Easter to bring him forth. And therefore Peter was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God to him. Keep on praying, church. Keep on walking in the light. Keep on being a lover of light. Go on and seek God. When Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two angels bound with two chains. See, between two soldiers bound with two chains. Have mercy. They got him tied with two chains and they make him sleep between two soldiers. How silly. How unreasonable. He wouldn't have left. They arrested Brother Foster in Oklahoma City for preaching on the streets without a permit. And, of course, I asked them, where you got one? They told us we couldn't. We went down to preach the day after they arrested him, and they called us in. I said, well, how can you get one? Where do you get it? How in the world can you prosecute anybody for not having something they cannot obtain? There was nowhere in the city to even get a permit, but they had us arrested for not having one. You know, it wasn't that. It was because we had the light out. Sinners praying on the streets and getting saved. Girls wearing little skirts that short with trays of Camel cigarettes, giveaways out in front of them, giving them out all over town. But they arrested us for preaching and getting them drunk, see? And they wouldn't do nothing to them kind of girls dressed like that and run all over town. It's just crazy. Yeah. They had him between two soldiers chained. Mm-hmm. Brother Foster, when they'd arrested him, remember when the police got embarrassed at arresting him, they called him Brother Foster themselves. They just doing what they told him. Brother Foster, we hate to arrest you. He said, I'll be right around the corner right down to the jailhouse, boys. I'll be right here. He had his paraphernalia on. He wore signs on the front. He had a sign on the back. Great judgment day is soon to come. When he didn't have no preaching to do, he'd just go downtown, stand there with them big orange background with black letters, stand there and let them read them. And they'd see, what's that man if they run up there and read it? Great judgment just ahead. All sinners be turned into flames of fire. And on, crooked judges, crooked lawyers, all go to hell together. And he had some rough stuff on it. And he wouldn't take them off. The big old police sister come out there and say, we hate to arrest you, Brother Foster. That's all right, boys. You're just doing your job. But said, I can't take them off. God told me to put them on. It ain't time to take them off yet. And so them big bird of policemen get out there, one on one side, one other. Lift it up now over his head. And they'd take the signs off, Brother Foster. And he'd stand there and make the lamb. They'd lay the signs in the car and tell him to get in. Sometime he'd say, I'll just around the corner, boys. I'll just walk around if you want to. No, we've got to haul you, Brother Foster. We know you'll be on around there. But they told us to haul you. Till the day when it just kept shining out light. You can't stop preaching. You just do like Ralph Cott said, just well take 4:10 how to shoot the moon out. If you had to try to stop preaching. Till one day that Jew charged out of his store right out there at the police trying to arrest that preacher and said, leave him alone. He said something. The man says something. He's about to get that Jew converted. Yeah. We won. We won. They finally said, leave them preachers alone. Let them preach it. Keep on shining light. You get that boy after a while. You get that girl after a while. I haven't got time to preach much longer. I was aiming to preach a good long while this morning. I was going to preach till I got real anointed. Walking in the gospel, light that shine. Are you doing it? Somebody said just condemn certain things. I'm not talking about somebody condemning you. I'm talking about God condemning you. I looked myself over after I got religion, and I said, there ain't no harm in what I'm doing. Spirit said, yes, there is. And you quit this, and you quit that, and you quit the other. I didn't have to have nobody telling me. Now, don't take offense at me. I wore a chain longer than a gold chain around your neck. And I had the habit to buckle on my belt and go down nearly to my knee and come back and drop in here with my car keys. I had the habit. Now, this is Brother Moore. But look, don't get offended at the gospel. If God deals with you about something, let the light shine. Walk in the light. Be a lover, right? It don't hurt you. He ain't going to do something to kill you. God ain't going to condemn you or something. Make no sense. Amen. Well, I was in a meeting with a preacher at a Pentecostal camp meeting, and he got to praying down there, and he run out from his tent with his necktie in his hand, and he said, God condemned me of wearing a necktie. And he came it all a couple of months. I don't believe God moved on him to do that. I don't believe God moved on him to run out there and try to condemn the world of a necktie. We've got more important things to do than worry about that. That's all the problem I had. I'd shout for sure. Amen?
Yes, sir.
But that light condemns evil. It condemns ungodliness. It condemns things that God is not pleased with. That chain, Brother Moore, you and that chain? That's Brother Moore. But that was the one. And he hung her down to here. It's gold, solid gold. Gold paint, solid gold paint. I love that LL. It wouldn't have been a thing to some folks. Well, you really want to snap the finger, some people. Of course, I just can't get rid of these guys wearing around the neck and everybody. I seen a fellow with 3 hog grains in his ear the other day. Yeah. Brother Moore, you just don't know how to say it. Yeah, I don't know how to say it. But we used to raise hogs. And that little ring he had was identical with a hog ring, except it was a miniature hog ring. I'm just a silver looking like a hog ring. He had 3 of them in this ear and 1 of them in this ear. But that don't upset me near as bad as that girl that had that in her lip. Brother, what do you imagine? No, I'm not. I wouldn't give the snap of my finger to try to oversay something just to prove my point. I won't tell the truth. And them hanging in their ears. And those that are being hung on other parts of their bodies that the doctors are telling are very dangerous, can cause infection, and set up bad sickness. Well, that's out of my message. See, I've got off my message. Back to lovers of light. Peter's in jail for preaching. If he'd have behaved himself, he wouldn't have had to went to jail. Now, I know that our preacher friend from Paducah here is not trying to get in with all the sheriffs and the judges up there. I know that. But they've got him in jail here, my buddy, for preaching. Yes. They got him in jail for preaching. And away in the night, the great light carrier. Long before Edison ever had his flickering light bulb, we had lights appearing from God Almighty. I've seen other lights at Joplin, Missouri. They hauled me out one night. They said, there's a light appears out here in the road. I said, oh, I don't believe it. I'm a hard head, you see. And they said, we'll take you out there and show you. I said, you'll have to. So they did one night, and I went out, and it was there. And when I saw it coming down the road like an old Model T Ford dim headlight or Model A Ford, it was just doodling like that, about 3 foot off the ground, and here it come. And they said, you see anything, Brother Moore? I said, let's get out. It's an optical illusion, you see. Smart man, you know. So we got in there, and I got out and looked around. I look off around back. Here it still come. Get down there a few feet, disappear, and then reappear in the road down there, and here it come again. Now look, that's interesting. It was a lover's lane. And that's what they went out there to see, is that light and other things. That's all it promoted. That's all it was good for. It wasn't good, but that's all it was for. And what caused it? Of course, is the devil can do things. Don't you think the evil powers of Satan are not real? These brothers, men, this missionary working, LL and others went to missionary fields, can tell you something about the evil powers of satanic worship. It's real. But, yes, I've seen some other lights, but there's nothing like God's light. What did you do? Well, I'm going to reprove them and rebuke them. Told them, stay out of there. Don't go back out there. Nothing brings glory to God about it. There's nothing that glorifies the Lord about it. Leave that out of your visits. But look here. In the prison, I was trying that light down there tonight. Before you want me to go down to Saints, they're praying. Oh, not today. They ain't where we're going. We want you to take it over to jailhouse. The Apostle Peter's word himself death in there. He's crying. He's weeping. He's bawling. He's squalling. He'll not get away to sleep while he's in there. Not him. Not him. I don't want to say that the old timers were better than the new timers, but I was raised by men who could sleep like a log when it looked like to me everything is going to fall completely. I know, Brother Donald sound important. I'm not, but I hope I don't offend. I could offend. I have had to apologize for what I said, but my old time preachers I come up under wasn't known for heart attacks and nervous breakdowns. Oh, I speak. Now, don't be offended. I love you. I'd do anything in the world for you. But they is on. I won't say this wrong, LL, but great God, they is on the rock. You read about old Smith, he is 80-some year old preaching twice a day. It's walking in the light. I'm not knocking, but it's just staying close to God. That'll work, children. Not condemning, not being mean, but that'll work. Shine a light. Tonight, take a trip down to the jailhouse. The Apostle Peter was sound asleep. I've been near here and praying. I'm glad to get to meet him. We're going to talk this all over to get there, LL. But I'm pretty near here and saying, Lord, I'm in your care. And go to sleep. Shine a light in there. Where? Down to jailhouse. Well, who will shine in there? Where they got that preacher in the jail? Shine it right down between them two guards. They're dead asleep. And there's the Apostle Peter. He said, get up. He said, chain him, chain. He didn't say that. You know, folks that do what the Lord said, do quit that talking back. And get somewhere. I know a girl that's bad sick. I know of her. Lay in the bed sick. Preacher wouldn't pray for her. Didn't get nowhere. He went home and prayed God. I don't understand why. He said, when you go back. No. He had a vision. He saw the mother wiping the child's head with a wet rag. He saw the father standing down here at the foot of the bed. He saw himself standing here at the side of the bed when the girl raised up healed. He went back. What'd he do? A different some folks would have guessed. He's gone now. He's not in the world. He said, Mother, would you do what I asked you to do? Yes, to get a wash rag and go to the head of the bed and begin to rub the child's head. Dad, would you do what I tell you? I will do it. Said, you stand at the foot of the bed. And he's on the side. Now God said, I've done this just exactly like. And she's healed with the power of God, raised up healed by the power of God. Why don't you do what the Lord said to do? Why don't try it? Haul off and try it.
Hallelujah.
Get up, Peter. He didn't say, I can't, I'm chained. He went to making that move. You got to go to making that move. That light gets on you, go to making you move. Chain fell off of him. Guard just kept sleeping. Angel said, follow me. He thought, I'd have thought that too, wouldn't you? I'm riding fellowship with the Apostle Peter, and I'd have thought he had a vision too, LL. He thought he had a vision. And he got out there at the main gate and said, this is the end of it. I would. I said, well, now we're going to go back. We got this far, thank God for this. A lot of folk, I believe, got a pretty good reason, and then they quit. Stay with it.
Follow.
You'll get past that last obstacle after a while. You'll be like the old man, Aldous. He's chewed, dipped in smoke for 40 years. He run off his chin, dripped on his shirt, he chewed, dipped in smoke for 40 years. Everybody in the whole country knows tobacco eating his fellow out. Seemed like God let everybody in to get acquainted with him until the night God delivered him from tobacco. And then the word went, he's quit! You wouldn't believe what happened down to that church. That old man don't use tobacco no more! Turned everybody's stomach and he was arrested in town. Dipped off his chin, run down on his shirt, but he's quit! Prayed for him down to, you know what happened? I'll tell you, just an old homeless preacher come by, took the light on that. Got out there at the gate and said, here's it, and it swung open with its own accord. Great usher. Spirit of God's a great usher. Guide you right around. Everything is liable to get you. Everything is liable to lock you up and tie you down. We're glad to have been here. I aim to sing special, but I'm not going to. It's getting too late. I can't do it. I've got, when I lived at, where B and I lives now. When I bought that place, I crawled on the house to work on it. Had to do a lot of that on that old house. And I crawled under there and throwed the light up under there, and there laid a big old fat skunk right up under there. And the little hole I come in was about that wide, and about, I was slim, about that deep, and just barely could get under there. There ain't no way to come out from under a house, and it dark, and that skunk, you can't get out without fracturing your skull, just about. You can't make a mad run to get out. You've just got to ease around and see what happens. I threw the light on that skunk, and when I did hit, I said, he's fixing to come this way. And I take the light off of it. I couldn't stand it no longer. I threw it back. He's right where he was, but he couldn't stand light. I'm a lover of light. But a lot of folks can't stand it. Amen. They're like that old boy come to a brother's meeting down in Oklahoma. He's Shirley's grandpa. Shirley Hinkle's grandpa. No, Shirley Lester's grandpa. He threw the light on it one night. It's not the preacher or the deacon, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the knees, ain't the rest of them. It's me, Lord. Throw the light on him one night. And he come down to the front and said, I'll tell you one thing, I ain't having nothing to do with you. Said, I'll never be back to your meeting again. I don't like, just like he done Brother Wild out there in California. You hear about that? And old boy come up, and he just threw his arm around him, one of them necked old grandpa, the whole bunch. He threw his arm around his neck, stand there and hold him. He got through talking to this, and then he talked to that. He had this old boy collared. And he said, hey, buddy, I'll speak to him. And he talked just a little bit, and he said, now what's on your mind? He said, I hate your preaching. I come up here and tell you that I hate your preaching. That old boy just told Parnell that till he gave out, and Parnell, oh, he said, you'll be bringing me groceries before this meeting's over. And he was. He was bringing him sacks of groceries before that meeting was over. Are you walking in the light? You'll feel better if you do, thank you.
Right.